Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 9th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Declutter. Leading off today, yesterday we talked about some early iPhone 14 rumors, which suggested the device will feature a hole-punch display, which would mean the Face ID components would move underneath the display. But now, an analyst at Display Supply Chain Consultants is saying that these changes could still be delayed, and that under-display Face ID is not final yet. We cautioned that this was a possibility yesterday, saying that we're still a year away from the introduction of the iPhone 14, so it's likely that even Apple doesn't know the final specifications of the update. The analyst suggested that hiding Face ID sensors underneath the display is easier than hiding the main camera, so that's why the Face ID sensors could move underneath the display and the hole punch will be there for the other front-facing camera. It's important to keep in mind the sheer number of sensors that are housed in the iPhone's notch. This includes an infrared camera, a flood illuminator, a proximity sensor, an ambient light sensor, the speaker, a microphone, a front-facing camera, and a dot projector. So the idea is that with the iPhone 14, Apple will be able to move all of those sensors, except for the front-facing camera, underneath the display. This would be a notable accomplishment, but whether or not it actually comes to fruition remains to be seen. Next up today, in addition to the iPhone 13 and the Apple Watch Series 7, Apple is also expected to introduce a new entry-level iPad at next week's September 14th event. While it had been unclear whether this announcement would come next week or sometime later this fall, the shipping times for all 8th generation iPad models have now slipped to 3 to 6 weeks. This means that the earliest you'll be able to get your hands on a current 8th generation iPad is sometime in November, while some models are completely sold out in the United States. Apple even went as far as to send a memo to its retail employees telling them not to speculate to customers on why the iPad models are so delayed right now. The most likely scenario here is that Apple is planning a 9th generation iPad to be announced as soon as next week. Back in July, 9to5Mac reported that Apple is working on a new entry-level iPad with an A13 Bionic processor on the inside, which is a notable upgrade from the A12 chip inside the 8th generation iPad. The bezels are also rumored to be slightly thinner, and the display is expected to be laminated for the first time. Both the 8th generation and the 7th generation entry-level iPads were introduced at September events, so it's not hard to imagine that the new $329 9th generation iPad will be announced next week. We are sponsored this week by Declutter, the smart way to buy and sell tech. Declutter is the fast and easy and totally free way to recycle your phone for cash. And now, just in time for the iPhone 13 next week, you can get extra cash with our exclusive promo code 9TO5MAC at checkout. Declutter offers a free instant valuation with no auctions or fees to deal with. Then, just ship your items for free from your closest UPS shipping location and get paid the same day your items arrive at Declutter by direct deposit or PayPal. Declutter will lock in your trade-in price for 28 days so you can beat depreciation and get ready to update to the iPhone 13. Again, just enter the code 9to5Mac at checkout and Declutter will boost the value of your trade-in by 10% up to a max of $30. Declutter is the best way to get ready for the iPhone 13, so hit the link in the show notes to get started. Rounding out today, Apple announced a major expansion to its bug bounty program in 2019, and this is the program that pays researchers to report security vulnerabilities that they find in Apple products, so long as they report them to Apple instead of selling them on the black market. 2 years later, Apple is now calling this new bug bounty program a runaway success, but a report from the Washington Post says that security researchers are, quote, fed up with the program. The report includes a notable story from an iOS software engineer who claims to have submitted 3 bugs to Apple on multiple occasions and never received a payment, even though Apple went on to fix those bugs in iOS. In fact, this security researcher and software engineer says that he was kicked out of Apple's developer program, potentially as payback for reporting these bugs and going public with his complaints. A handful of similar stories are also cited in the report, including researchers who say Apple takes too long to complete payouts, and that other technology companies like Facebook, Microsoft, and Google simply operate better bug bounty programs. Google and Microsoft have also paid out more to security researchers in the last year than Apple, with Google paying out $6.7 million, Microsoft $13.6 million, and Apple at $3.7 million. Citing a handful of anonymous sources, the report also says that Apple has a massive backlog of bugs that it hasn't fixed, despite those bugs having been reported through the bug bounty program. But despite all of these complaints, in a statement, Apple said this bug bounty program has been a runaway success so far, and that Apple is working hard to scale it as it continues to grow. But one tidbit in the report is that Apple has apparently hired a new leader for its bug bounty program this year, who has been tasked with the goal of reforming the program to address these complaints. This person, who was not named, reportedly works under Apple's Security Engineering and Architecture VP, but Apple would not provide more details on this person's role or what improvements it is planning to make to the bug bounty program. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.